Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of Jesus calling his followers the salt of the earth and their higher purpose to preserve and live out their faith. Today's Bible verse is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. That's Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
Salt. It may seem like such a simple thing, but in Jesus' time, it held immense significance. It wasn't just a condiment to enhance food flavor, but a necessity for life itself. Salt preserved food from spoiling, allowing people to sustain themselves. It played a crucial role in the building of nations and kingdoms. And in Israel, salt had a special place in worship and sacrifices. So when Jesus referred to his followers as the salt of the earth, he wasn't merely talking about adding flavor to life. He was calling them to a higher purpose, a greater responsibility. He was calling them to be preservers. Being the salt of the earth went beyond spreading the gospel. It went beyond being a mere spice in this world. While spreading the gospel is essential, there is something even more critical: preservation. We are called to preserve the faith, to pass on the apostolic teachings unaltered, pure from decay or corruption, until the end of time. As salt preserves food from spoiling, we are called to preserve the faith from being diluted or distorted. We are called to keep it pure, to protect it from the influences that may attempt to diminish its essence. And we do this not in our strength alone, but by the power of God working in us. Being the salt of the earth goes beyond just words or rituals. It's about living out our faith in a way that brings about genuine transformation in the world around us. It's about standing firm in our beliefs, unwavering in the face of adversity. It's about embodying the love and grace that Christ has shown us and extending it to others. We are called not to be hidden, but visible, shining lights in a world that can sometimes be filled with darkness. We are called to be the salt that brings out the flavor, the richness, and the beauty of life. And as we fulfill this calling, we become agents of change, bringing hope, healing, and restoration to a broken world. So let us embrace our calling as the salt of the earth. Let us be diligent in preserving the faith, guarding it against contamination. Let us seek the guidance and strength of the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to live out this calling. And let us trust in God's power that works in us, knowing that it is through him that we can make a lasting impact and preserve the faith for future generations.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the calling to be the salt of the earth. Help us, Lord, to fulfill this responsibility with faithfulness and dedication. Grant us the wisdom to preserve the faith, keep it pure, and share it with others. Fill us with your Holy Spirit's guidance and strength as we live out this calling in our daily lives. May we be instruments of your love, grace, and transformation in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we part ways, may you be blessed with peace, joy, and the presence of God in your life. Thank you for joining us, and may your journey ahead be filled with grace and purpose. Goodbye, and God's blessings be with you always.